How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah? What do you think I got in the bag there?
Presents.
No. That would be nice. Candy. Oh, candy's down here. Let's find out. Okay, we're going to start with the tray.
Now it's red.
Oh. Yeah, he's peeking, isn't he? What do you think that is? Flower, yeah. Do you guys like flour?
No.
You want to try some?
Yeah.
You want to taste some flour? Flour. Not so good, is it?
No.
Should we add some ingredients to it?
Yes.
Some water and salt and sugar. What do you get?
Bread.
Not quite yet. What's this?
Dough.
Oh, yeah, you add some water and sugar and salt, some yeast, you get some dough. You want to taste some dough? Is that good?
Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a little better than the flour, but I think we can make it even better yet, can't we? Here we go. What do we have to add to the dough in order to get bread? This is all the same ingredients, doesn't it? Flour, sugar, salt.
What?
What makes the difference between? You can have some if you want.
Okay.
Is that delicious? Is that better than the flour?
Yeah.
Is it better than the dough?
Yeah.
Do you want a piece? Okay, that's okay. What do we have to add to the dough to get from dough to bread? It's all the same ingredients, isn't it? Well, what makes the difference between dough and bread? Who knows? Yeah. We have to bake it, right?
Yeah.
We have to take the dough. We got to put it in the oven. We have to add heat. Heat makes the difference between this and this. And then it rises up and it bakes and becomes something delicious. And we can add butter and cheese and peanut butter and jelly to it, right? You know what another word for heat is? Power. Heat is energy, isn't it? Heat is power. And you're going to hear in our sermon text, in our gospel reading this morning, we're going to hear about the people at Jerusalem who had God's word. They knew where Jesus was supposed to be born, but that word of God didn't affect them. It didn't grow in their lives. They didn't go and look for Jesus or worship him as king. Even God's word, without the power of God, is kind of like this dough. It doesn't grow up in people's lives. It's just words without God's power. Jesus reminds us in John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The Jews knew the Word of God, just like you guys knew it, but it had no effect in their lives because they had rejected the power of God and the Holy Spirit that causes it to grow. But God's Word, when God works through it by His power, rises up in our lives, just like this bread rises up when we put the dough in the oven. And it grows and affects our life. That's why we sing every Sunday, after we finish the sermon, do you know what we sing? What song do we sing right after the sermon? Does anyone know? We stand up and we sing, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." When we sing that song, we're praying that God would, by His power and by His Holy Spirit, cause the word that we just heard to grow within us, become something more than just dough, to become bread that feeds us in our lives. Right? Yeah, so we want to remember that every Sunday after the sermon. We want to remember to think about what we're praying. That's okay. And we want to pray that God would cause that word to take root in our lives and grow in our lives so that it produces effect and causes us to rejoice in Him. All right. We got candy there, and we got stickers here.
Tattoos.
Yeah. You can use them as tattoos or as stickers. You take one and go back to your seat. Oh, no, no. Pick one or the other. Sticker or candy. Okay. And the congregation will continue with the next hymn.